The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good day, good afternoon, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Now, while I still have On Point with Victor sitting next to me, I'm going to get into this. Apparently, Andrew Cuomo has come out in defense of Donald Trump. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Hell has frozen over.
You would think so. Usually Andrew Cuomo says something and I wince, I face palm, and I do the best I can. But no, this was...
I will tell you this. Well, Roger, go ahead and tell people what he did. But this was on Bill Maher, right?
Yeah, yeah.
On
the Bill Maher basically slammed the people who were filing the lawsuits in Georgia and in New York against Trump, saying this is just a, it's a cancer in the political body.
I'll tell you, the Trump team, and I'm sure they're doing this, they need to release an ad immediately, because what Cuomo actually, and I'll tell you why he did it, why I think he did it. But this needs to be an ad, because Cuomo looked at Bill Maher, he looked at the camera, and he said, if his name was not Donald Trump, this case in New York, and he goes, and I am a former AG, I'm telling you, this case would not have been brought.
Never been brought to trial.
Never been brought to trial.
Well, how could they? When a judge brings the case, how is that even legal?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Bragg, was the AG or DA or whatever,
who was the plaintiff?
So, there was no victim.
There was no
victim in this case. There was no victim, no plaintiff, no victim. This was clearly brought by an AG and a DA. The previous AG and DA and Department of Justice all turned this case down and said there's nothing here. He didn't break the law.
Right.
And the judge in that case, Roger, would not allow, so the defense, Donald Trump's team, called a witness from the former Federal Election Committee,
right,
who was a big lawyer guru rule guy, and that witness was going to say, yeah, no, they didn't break a law here. There was no case.
But,
and the judge wouldn't allow it, would not allow the witness.
Right, because there was nothing there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And imagine if they treated everybody in New York like this. Every real estate developer, every...
Whoa.
Citizen, every business. Oh, well, you misappraised your property.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. The bank appraised it.
Well, that was the other case, that whole appraisal case. And there are people in, or business people leaving New York now, Roger. There are developers leaving New York because of
as
that
well
case.
They should.
Because of that case.
I mean, that's crazy. And here it is. Andrew Cuomo, he's a pretty hardcore Democrat supporter.
Oh, big
wouldn't
time.
You say? Yeah, he's a Democrat through and through.
He is what I would call a whack job Democrat.
Right. But he comes out in favor of a Republican. You know it's really bad at that
you
point.
You know it must be bad.
But, you know, I'll give him credit for standing up and going, you know what, this is not a party issue. This is something we should not have to deal with.
Well, I'll tell you this. Before you give Cuomo too much credit, the biggest reason he's doing this is because he's got a bone to pick. It was the Democrats that ran him out of office. And listen, Democrats, they hold grudges.
Yep, and I don't blame them.
Politicians hold grudges.
Right, yeah.
But they ran
some
him out
do,
of...
Yeah.
The Democrats ran him out, and he's got a bone to pick. And now he's picking it.
He's got a chance to... Because he still has a voice. He still has people following
him. Oh, yeah. People will still listen to him. The Cuomo name is huge in New York. I mean, for the wrong reasons, I think.
Maybe.
But there are people that will listen to him. But the fact of the matter is he's a well-known Democrat who just got on in front of the cameras and said to a bunch of Democrats who watched that show and said, nobody, if his name was anything but Donald Trump, there would have been no case.
Right. They have nothing to go on. But
so
they're just trying
political.
To smear his name. Yeah. This is a political attack.
Completely,
pure and simple.
100%.
And you wouldn't think that would happen in this country. You can have a political attack through ads. You can have a political attack through media, stuff like that. But to get the justice system involved and weaponize it against a political opponent is just so third world. Why do people not see that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Whether you hate him or not, this is not the way to go about this.
I mean, Roger, I asked a similar question during my show. How on earth can any of our fellow Jewish voters in this country vote for a Democrat today?
I know. The fact that they don't support Israel and the fact that they support all these terrorist groups all over the world.
Did you see what happened this weekend in L.A.?
No, I did not.
The Biden voters blocked a synagogue, and then they started beating some of the synagogue goers right in the street. And the police stood by and did nothing.
Great.
Nothing.
So you wonder people always are shocked at how Germany happened in the 1930s.
Mm. Yeah, this is how it happened.
This is it exactly. Yeah. You get people who just, it starts off small. We're boiling the frog, basically.
Yeah.
Starting off with little things, going, oh, well, that couldn't happen here in this state, but it'll happen in that state because they're crazy over there.
That's right.
And then you have people in Northern California going, no, that shouldn't happen here either. But they go, that's down in Southern California.
Yeah, that's down there.
We don't do that here.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it becomes commonplace, and people jump on the bandwagon. Before you know it, you got 3 to 5% of the people running the country because they can get away with this stuff. I mean, if you look back at history, you look back at the American Revolution, 3% of the colonists fought actively in the Revolutionary War. 3% is all it took to overpower the largest empire in the world at the time. The Germans, they had 7% of support with the Nazi Party.
Yeah.
But how did they get it? They went to the political opposition, disrupted their meetings, just brought charges against people, made accusations against people that are entirely untrue.
Yeah, but they gained political power
through intimidation.
And then they started controlling the schools. They confiscated guns, and then it didn't matter that they only had 7%. They controlled 100%.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people they weren't willing to fight back.
Yeah,
and I know we're not in the same time as we were in the 1700s when the American Revolution took place. And I'm not calling for a revolution of any way. Although it seems odd that the country in the world that has the most arms per person than anywhere else in the world had an insurrection with no arms.
Well, somehow, according to the Democrats,
they're calling what they did an insurrection.
Yeah, somehow the Democrats call January 6th an insurrection. You couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, a bunch of grandmothers and other regular people waving flags, not one firearm, and that's an insurrection.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a wise insurrection.
People walking in a single file line, taking pictures through the Capitol.
Yeah,
that's an insurrection.
Being allowed in by security.
And being allowed in and being respectful when the security spoke to him. Even that guy that they tried to put under the jail. Now, granted, he might be a weird dude, but wearing the headdress and everything.
Being weird is not against the law.
It's not a crime. It's not a crime. And when the officers told him, hey, all right, you got to go now. He walked out. He said, okay. And he walked out. Well, and they actually opened doors for him and showed him some other rooms. They tried to put that guy under the jail and say he was an insurrectionist. Now, I will tell you, Roger, if the American people want to see an insurrection, just wait till Donald Trump is reelected in a few months.
Yeah, because
you're going to
the
see
the insurrections. You know which side of the aisle they're on.
And they won't come with flags. They won't come singing the national anthem.
No.
They're going to come with their bricks. Their Molotov cocktails.
They're going to be flipping cars
because
they're going to be attacking police.
Absolutely, and this is that's Antifa. That's their Democrat Biden voter in the form of Antifa, BLM. These whack jobs are actually going to put on an insurrection because
they're
going to
do. Well, we saw it in 2020.
They've saw it in 2020. They took over parts of cities
and wouldn't allow emergency personnel to come through.
There wasn't that long ago where those. I think it was that stupid pink whatever group or some group. No. It was
pink, green, brown, orange.
Well, they did try to take over the Senate, some pink hat group. But that wasn't called an insurrection. But you actually had there was that bombing that was right at the Senate where they tried to bomb the Senate. I'd have to look it up.
That was years ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah, but that wasn't
called an insurrection.
No, but yes, people walking through the Capitol was an insurrection.
You know why it wasn't called an insurrection? Because all of the things that have actually happened that could be called an insurrection were Democrat voters.
Right, and they don't want to alienate their own voter base.
Yeah, it's just like with this attack on Saturday, all of these Democrat voters that were beating Jewish synagogue goers, that were blocking the front doors. You even had the police telling Jewish people, you need to go to the back door. You need to go to the secret door. No, the hell they don't.
It shouldn't happen.
I mean, not in this country.
It shouldn't happen.
Not in this country. You go out and you start arresting these bozos that are assaulting these people, but he wouldn't do it. The cops didn't do it. The Democrats wouldn't let him do it.
Who controls the police?
The Democrat mayors told these guys not to stand down.
The administration controls them, and they will not let them do their jobs.
And all of that happened. Jewish people being beaten. It's all on film. And Joe Biden couldn't take 5 minutes to come out on TV and say, hey, this has got to stop. And he can't do it because he wants these voters.
He wants this kind of violence to cause a crisis.
Well, he needs the Hamas wing to vote for him.
Who's the Democrat who said, do you never let a good crisis go to waste?
I think James Carville said that.
Yeah, and it's like, that's exactly
the Democrats'
what they're doing.
Motto.
And they're trying, and they're doing exactly what the brown shirts in Germany did.
Germany did, yeah.
Cause violence, blame it on the other party, and then say, you need to elect us to fix it.
To fix it. We're going to break
it. Even though they're causing it.
Yeah, we're going to break it, but then you need to elect us to fix it. That's the motto that there should be the motto of the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, I love how people relate the Republicans with the Nazi Party.
Well, again, that's the Democrats projecting.
And you look at it, and the Nazi Party, NAZI, was the first two letters of the National Socialist Party, basically.
Yeah, they were the National Socialist Party.
That was their translation.
Nazism is not conservatism, not even close.
No, it's a socialist. It's labeled as socialism, period.
If you don't know, look it up. And
that's
fact. Being a nationalist and loving your country is not the same as being a national socialist.
Well, you know what they say about socialism. You can vote your way in, but you'll have to shoot your way out.
You're going
to
shoot your way out. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
People don't realize once that's there, there's no stopping it.
You can peacefully vote your way into socialism, but you ain't coming out without a fight.
That's right. Every country that's ever got it has never done any good.
You had the brown shirts. You had the black shirts with the communist. And now look what the Democrat Party has. They have Antifa. They have BLM.
The rainbow shirts.
And even the Rainbow Coalition. The Rainbow Coalition. Now, I don't think anybody's afraid of them. I mean, they might
I don't know where they stand politically. I don't know if
the rainbow people?
They tend to be more liberal, I'm going to guess.
Most of them are.
I'm going to imagine they tend to be more liberal.
They want to put you in the electric chair if you put a mark on their colorful street flag. Now, why can't I put an American flag on the street? They'll lose their ever-loving mind. They'll arrest me.
That offends me. I feel threatened with an American flag. Then maybe you're in the wrong country.
Yeah, maybe you're in the wrong country.
I'm sorry. If an American flag offends you, feel free to leave.
Yeah, leave.
We need to get the hell out.
You can leave.
I would say more sternly than that, but I don't want to get in trouble.
I heard one of those guys with the, I think it was Turning Point USA. I can't remember the guy's name, but he goes around on college campuses and debates a bunch of these bozos. And he said, he goes, you know what? He goes, we're going to fund, because apparently that Turning Point USA gets a lot of money.
Oh, good.
He said he wants to start funding one-way tickets to any student who wants to go live in the crap that they're spewing.
As long as they're willing to give up their passport on the way out.
He said it's a one-way.
Citizenship.
It's a one-way ticket.
Well,
if you want
but I'd say give up your citizenship.
Well, Roger, I don't know how easy you can buy a ticket back from North Korea or Russia or China or... So, but that's what he was saying. He's like, look, any of you college bozos who are here trying to tell me that socialism is great and communism is great, well then here's your one way ticket, and you can pick. You can pick North Korea. You can pick Cuba.
Any of the socialist, communist places there are.
You can pick Russia. You can pick China.
Venezuela. Yeah.
Venezuela is a perfect example.
Well, they had the sixth largest economy.
Venezuela was one of the richest countries in
North America,
in the Americas.
Yeah,
they were one of the richest countries.
And then they voted socialism
and now
they're at the bottom of the list.
And then they
lost their standard of living. Right. They lost everything. They lost everything by voting in the wrong people. So don't say your vote doesn't matter. I hate people who say, it's just one vote. It doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters.
Because when you say that, there's a million other people who are just like you saying the same thing.
Now remember,
Republicans vote on Tuesday, Democrats vote on Wednesday.
That's right.
In November.
That's right.
Just make sure you remember that.
And there's no early voting for Democrats.
That's right.
You have to vote on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right.
When Democrats vote on Wednesday, don't they get free something, like free beer?
I think it's some credit on their EBT card, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Some beer credit on their EBT.
Oh, shame on us, but damn, that's funny.
Hey, sometimes it takes it. But I just thought it was amusing that Cuomo stands up in favor of Trump, whether he has a grudge or not. It's almost going, you know what? This is more than just political.
Yeah, the fact that he
this
said
this is beyond
it.
The fact that he's maybe he's realizing to himself, you know, this is getting out of hand. This is the country I love.
Right.
Whether he's a Democrat or Republican, he's still, I'm sure he feels in his heart he loves his country. And when he sees stuff like this happening, he's like, you know what? This is not the country I want to be in.
The fact that he came out and was so on point with...
Yeah, he's vocal about it.
If it were anybody else, this wouldn't have happened. And he said it's an embarrassment. He goes, this is an embarrassment on our country. I mean, that's a lot
think about
coming
this.
From a Democrat.
Right. It's an embarrassment because any other country that did this, we would laugh, scoff at them, say, that's third world.
We do.
That's ridiculous.
We make fun of banana republics.
Yeah.
And now we're becoming one.
Right.
And
well,
the rest of the world, the rest of these despots out there, they're looking at the United States going, okay, look at who Biden just hired. Some, I don't know if he's trans or just dresses like a, I don't know. But you think our adversaries are afraid of some dude running around on posting things on Instagram?
Wearing a dress and a wig?
Wearing a dress, makeup, and a wig. And I'm trying to be nice, but as feminine as he could possibly be, you think our enemies, you think they'd look at that and go, oh, boy, we're really afraid of them. We're afraid of that guy.
Well, you know, and women can be intimidating. I got that. But a guy dressed
as a woman.
Yeah, a guy dressed as a woman. Not so much.
Hey, I've seen some tough women.
I understand. If that's the way you feel, that's fine.
Hey, knock yourself out.
But how are they qualified to hold that position?
Yeah, they're not qualified at all.
So many people we're pointing out are just based on you're basing it on racist, gender, on sexist means instead of qualification.
We need to wadia. This new
witness.
We need to watch this. 100%.
This new person in charge,
This new person who they just hired to, I don't even know what they're doing over there, but some position of...
Well, you look at some of the people they put in power and you're going, how is this person at all qualified for this job? In fact, people mentioned that about Trump when he ran the first time.
Yeah.
They were all, he has no political experience. Well, maybe we don't need another politician.
Yes.
That was actually a good thing.
It was a huge asset. You know, one of the biggest reasons I voted for Trump in 2016 was because he wasn't a politician. He was a businessman, and this country needed it. And look what that businessman did. Not counting the last year of his presidency with the Chinese virus.
Right.
That was a mess.
China virus.
The China virus purposely screwed things up, and the Democrats aided in that. And Trump, unfortunately, fell for a lot of that.
Yeah.
But the 3 years prior, that businessman and Donald Trump had this country firing on every cylinder. And it scared the hell out of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Because the United States was cooking.
We are capable. We're extremely capable. Our potential is unlimited if we're given the chance.
Imagine if we never had the Wuhan virus. And Donald Trump was about to complete his eighth year. Do you know how exactly? Because in 3 years, Donald Trump had this country firing, and the future had never looked better. Imagine going into
look
his eighth
at all
year.
The companies that came back to the U.S. from overseas positions to say, "Okay, we feel comfortable doing business, producing in the United States."
And because he dropped the corporate tax rate, and he wants to drop it again, which it should be zero, honestly, but we're working on it.
It's funny how people say, tax the corporations. Don't they realize he's going to pay that?
I mean...
Go ahead, let's tax Apple more. And then you bitch when your iPhone goes up
$400. And $2,000 to go get
that's
your new iPhone, and you wonder why.
You go, they're making too much money. It's like, no, they're paying taxes.
They're paying the government too much money. That you're asking for, you idiots.
You vote for that stuff, then you have to live with it.
There's no such thing as a corporate tax.
Now, why can't they teach that in schools, though?
They don't teach it on purpose, Roger. Because if you knew too much, you would never vote for a Democrat.
I guess you never want to educate your constituency to the point where they would question what you do.
Roger, it was when they developed the government school system, it was actually said, we're developing, and this was back in Rockefeller days.
Yeah, to make workers.
We're developing a government school, the program, so everyone has access to an education. However, we do not want to over-educate.
Right.
We don't want to over-educate because they wanted a bunch of good government workers.
Yeah, they want workers to come in, punch their clock, and be happy with that life.
And exactly.
That's all they want.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're doing that, hey, I admire your...
Which...
You're supporting your family,
with,
you're doing
yeah,
that. But think for yourself.
Trade,
when you vote, do your research.
You should
look into
it.
Spend half as much time as you do with your political decisions as you do watching sports.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I talked.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
I talked a little bit about that today.
Oh, did you? How people get so excited about sports and don't give a damn about politics.
Well, you know, we were talking,
even though one affects their wallet and their life.
We were talking a little bit about how sports can be a good out when you work 80 hours a week and you want to sit down and enjoy some wings and drinks.
Yes,
and watch
but
sports.
That's strictly entertainment.
It's a good entertainment. But entertainment. If you're going to be an uninformed dumb mass voter, and I said M with a mass,
dumb mass voter,
and you know when you if you could name all 20 or whatever players on a freaking football team, but you can't name the person screwing you in Washington.
You can't name your senators.
There's a
problem. Or you can't name your congressman. Yeah, there's a problem with that.
There's a problem there. I mean, there are people out there, Roger, that can
name. If you know everybody Taylor Swift dated in the last 10 years and you can't name your senators.
I couldn't tell you who she's dating now, although I know it's some football dude.
Yeah, it's a football player.
Yeah, I know it's a football dude.
I know that. Because they made a big deal about it because he had a reality show on before he started dating her.
He did?
Yeah. Again,
why
you know, because you
don't have a reality show.
I don't know, because him and his brother play football.
That I did not know.
Yeah, see, and they apparently that played in the Super Bowl on opposite teams.
That I knew.
Yeah, that made a big deal about that.
But I did not know about
that. Guy saying Saturday Night Live, oh, he made some really statement. Oh, the Super Bowl. I watched it because two brothers were playing against each other. My grandfather wouldn't watch it because two brothers were playing in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, ooh.
Damn, that's funny.
But yeah, people, wow. I mean, they get distracted by entertainment, by personalities, by celebrities, and they don't pay attention to the people who actually affect their lives.
Yeah, it's like I said, there are so many people out there that can name every basketball player, every football, every baseball player. But they can't name the person screwing them the most that's in Washington.
Name your senators from your state, your two senators from your state. Most people can't even do
most
it.
Most people can't do it.
I don't know if I could do it. I knew who they were.
You probably could.
Yeah.
And you thought about it long and hard.
Yeah, but I can't name any football players either.
But at least, you know, listen, not everybody has to remember everything, but at least know.
But when you vote, look at
the party,
the research. Find out who stands up for what you believe in.
If somebody wants to raise the taxes on somebody, you need to vote against that because they're raising taxes on you. I mean, there's somebody out there saying they're raising taxes on corporate America. Corporate America doesn't pay taxes. They just pass the taxes.
They collect taxes.
They pass the taxes along to the individual.
Yeah,
the only person that pay, the only people in this country that pay
users.
Taxes are the individuals.
The end users.
Getting hosed.
You tax Apple. I had a discussion with this with the lady. She was talking about taxing oil companies. And I had to ask her a series of questions to where she finally, her light bulb went off in her head. I go, well, how do oil companies get their money? Well, they sell gas and oil. It's like, well, who buys it? Well, everybody buys it. So what's going to happen to the price of gas and oil if you tax them more?
If you make it cost more for them to do business, what's going to happen when you buy
What's going to happen to the gas prices?
When you buy it.
And she kind of just stunned like, oh, yeah, so you're going to pay that tax. Well, they need to stop that. It's like, so you want the government to run everything?
Uh-huh.
You don't want to have a free business society.
Yeah, you can't price control, because that
apparently they do though.
Oh, some of these bozos think you can, but every time price controls has happened, then it's a utter collapse.
All we need right now is tax control. I mean, I was watching somebody talk about how much
we need.
And someone goes, oh, I don't pay any taxes. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yes, look at somebody who's even off the tax rolls. They're going to pay 7.65% in Social Security tax.
Yep.
They're going to pay a 20 to 50 cent per gallon gas tax. They're going to pay a 5 to 10% sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pay property tax. Oh, I don't own a house. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
The apartment you rent,
they pay
taxes.
And you're paying
and
it in
your rent.
And
you're going to pay that. That's included in your rent. They're not paying that 100%. Separately somehow. They're getting
You're paying it. Like I said,
that's even if you don't pay any federal income tax at all. You pay all these other taxes,
they're
and people don't realize it.
Excise taxes everywhere. You're paying taxes.
And to think, we started a revolution because over a 2% tax on a breakfast beverage.
On a breakfast beverage.
And now look what they're doing to us.
Now look what they're doing. They're taking half your freaking paycheck.
At least.
And then some.
And then some.
And
I mean,
then some and,
it's crazy. It's like you buy a house in this country. You never own it.
No, not really.
The county who you buy it from owns it, and they rent. They charge you rent every year.
Your rent.
They charge you that tax every year just to be there, even though you bought it and you think you own it.
Yeah. That's It's just another reason for the fair tax, the consumption tax.
Try not paying your property taxes for 2 or 3 years in a row and see how you own that house.
See if you still own that house.
Yeah, you won't. Yeah, no, you will not.
You will not. The government owns it. But again, that's why we need a consumption tax where you actually have home ownership. You actually have ownership.
Well, now, most of that tax comes from local counties. That's not even federal taxes.
Yeah, that's true, but if
they'd have to change the way all taxes are collected.
You could start a movement.
But we could start on the federal level.
You definitely start on the federal level because that will feed into, and I'll tell you, the first state that figures out a way to say, you know what, we're not going to own your property anymore. You paid taxes. There's another way to do taxes. I mean, the idea of a property taxes is just a way for them to suck money out of you.
And they say it's for the schools. The schools are failing. Which are teaching our kids with drag shows and Pride Month.
Yeah, exactly.
But yet they don't know how to do math.
They can't do math. They can't do comprehensive reading.
That's right. But they know, that's a pride flag. That means everybody's equal.
And that's Taylor Swift. And this is.
Yeah. They learn from the media. And unfortunately, and it's funny because
so
they say
banging so-and-so.
What in China, apparently TikTok concentrates on educational
videos.
Oh,
it's completely different than here.
And here they go strictly for entertainment and
here,
sales of products.
And China's pushing a lot of that stuff. China's pushing all this TikTok crap over here with propaganda and starting these stupid ways where people are just glued to their phones watching people.
It's a perfect platform for advertisement, too, but, if you think about it. Because, China's economy rests heavily on our consumption.
Oh, man.
Without a doubt.
China's,
what if they call in their debt? Then their economy will crash, too.
They'll crash. I talked about it today on that as well. China's economy is actually on, it's like a card. I'll go back to our favorite movie, My Cousin Vinny, when he was explaining that his case, I know you're innocent because the case is built on cards and it looks like a brick. But when you look at it sideways, it's thin as paper.
Yeah.
And that's the Chinese economy. The Chinese economy, it'd be so easy to bring China down. We just need to start manufacturing here.
We get Trump back in office and continue what he started with bringing manufacturing. Imagine if he had that flow through the next term and got more American companies manufacturing here.
We became
the manufacturing powerhouse that we're capable of being.
If you really, really, really want to put a dent in communism and stop the spread of communism, socialism, and you really want to put China in their place, first, you enact the consumption tax because that does away with corporate tax. And if you do away with corporate tax, then that would be corporate taxes here. It doesn't matter. But if there's no corporate tax here, those companies will come here to manufacture.
Right.
They won't
China wouldn't have the advantage anymore.
And they wouldn't have the advantage
of their manufacturing.
But we would become the manufacturing hub of the world. Imagine that. And then we could work with Mexico. And Mexico could be one of our grounds for manufacturing as well.
Mexico has the problem that their government is still too corrupt.
Oh, they're corrupt. But you would be amazed at how things can change when you start introducing the idea of abundance.
Right.
Abundance changes everything.
Because, Mexico has everything they need to be a superpower.
Everything.
They have resources. They have a labor force.
And what a partner they could be with the U.S. And if the U.S. doesn't partner with them, they're going to partner with a communist nation. That's why they're so damn socialist.
Yeah.
They're socialist because of the socialist countries that are feeding BS to them about power.
Well, look at Argentina. They were
a brilliant
capitalist society.
Well, now they are again.
Oh, are they starting to turn around?
Oh, 100%.
No, Venezuela. I'm sorry, not Argentina.
No, Venezuela has fallen.
Venezuela.
Argentina.
I misspoke there. I misquoted myself.
Now, Venezuela, you are correct.
They were manufacturing.
They were exporting oil.
One
of the richest countries in South America.
They were one of the richest countries in the Americas.
And now,
the U.S. was first, obviously, but they were like fifth or sixth down the line.
Now they're one of the poorest.
Yeah. Because they voted themselves out of that position of power.
Yeah.
And if you look at it with China, their economy has leaned toward capitalism so much, that's why they're able to make so much money. However, it's still under the control of the government.
Right. They're screwing the U.S. every which way but lose. But they don't lose. We do.
I know. And if Trump gets back in and starts moving the manufacturing back here.
But Argentina, Roger, that's a good example anyway, even though you brought it up.
By accident.
Argentina was in an awful place. And, inflation, poor people. It was awful. But they just elected their version of Donald Trump. and he's a huge fan of Donald Trump, and now he's implementing Donald Trump-style policies and conservative policies. He's wiping out the taxes, and he's already bringing inflation down in Argentina.
Maybe we could learn from them as an example.
Maybe we could. Maybe
all
November.
Right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/America's Web Radio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Did you announce that? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to make a quick announcement before Victor has to leave. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded. And in case you're anywhere in the Atlanta area,
namely Duluth, or if you can get to Duluth.
Yeah, Duluth is in the, it's just north of Atlanta.
Join
us. You're in the metro area here.
Join us Thursday night.
Yes, because
there's a debate watch party.
Victor of On Point with Victor is going to be there, and he's going to make an introductory speech before they start the debate
party.
So, and
if
you're unaware, though, there is going to be a debate this Thursday between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
So Thursday night, there is a debate between Donald Trump and the dementia patient.
And if you try and separate politics and entertainment, I highly suggest you watch this because I think it's going to be very entertaining. The potential is there. Now, granted, Joe may be drugged up enough to where he appears to be coherent.
You're going
to
see drug Joe like the State of the Union Joe.
Yes, but I just wonder if, I mean, that stuff
only,
it only works.
Angry and hyped up.
It works. It only works a certain amount of time before it starts wearing out. And he's getting progressively worse.
He's definitely getting worse.
That disease does affect people like that, which is unfortunate.
But yeah, Thursday night at 8:30, it's the Epa Come Arepa restaurant.
You have a... In Duluth, Georgia.
Duluth, Georgia. 2870 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Duluth, Georgia.
Okay, 2870 Peachtree Industrial.
Yep.
Okay, I'll still look that up.
I'm just telling you, that's what it said. I'm just reading it. Epa come arepa.
Como's what? Food?
Food.
Epa.
Eat. And there's going to be free food.
Oh, okay.
So come out and hang out with me, hopefully Roger.
And we'll see a watch party of the...
We'll watch the dementia patient debate Donald Trump. There is going to be beer.
We'll watch the dementia patient debate the convicted felon.
Debate the convicted felon. Oh, that's great. They should be they should be advertising that. Man, I saw, a comedian out there, and this dude was funny. He was on Gutfeld, and he said what Trump needs to do, and Trump kind of was doing this already, but... Trump needs to go out and just say, 34 counts. Nobody's done that. 34 counts. I'm the best. Yes. 34 counts. Nobody got 30. Then he started naming some criminals.
Yeah. They didn't get 34 counts. I got 34 counts.
Bugsy in New York.
Bugsy Malone.
Three counts. Amateur.
Bus fare.
34 counts. Nobody can do it like I can.
Those are rookie numbers.
And that was hilarious. Like, oh, Trump totally needs to do that.
Or at least just show up in an orange jumpsuit to one event.
Oh, man.
And then take it off and have a suit underneath.
Holy crap, man. This is why he needs to hire us, Roger.
I mean, that may not be presidential in a traditional way.
It's not presidential to go after your opponent either and try to put him in jail. So he should have fun with it, but... I hope he does some jokes and some things at the, I hope he's lighthearted at the debate.
Well, it's like
let Joe be the angry dementia guy.
He did with Clinton. I mean, you remember that. Let's see your tax returns. Oh, I emailed them
man.
To you.
Man, that was good. Yeah. Well, let's see yours. I'll email them to you.
I already emailed them to you. Oh,
you know, the best, that's the kind of debate we need Thursday night from Trump. Because if you remember, Hillary Clinton thought she had him because she said, you didn't pay your taxes. And then the moderator, of course, on Hillary's side, well, Mr. Trump, did you not pay your taxes? And Trump goes, of course not. And you know what? All of her donors don't pay taxes. You know why? She made the tax code.
That's right.
If you want to change the tax code, why
I'll
didn't you
more.
Do it?
Yeah.
And
he goes, I follow the rules.
Yeah, he goes, I follow the rules and the loopholes that she allowed. And you know what? She won't change it. You know why? Because of all her donors and her friends.
And she benefits from it as well. That's right.
But I love when he just lost that race.
Well, you need to see your tax returns. I emailed them to you.
Yeah, I emailed them to you.
Because we all know she scrubbed the computer clean.
Yeah,
hundreds of thousands of emails.
What, you mean like with a claw? No,
yeah.
You dumb.
What do they call that when they require something from somebody? Not deposed, but, there's a word for that when they require you to produce something illegally.
Oh my God.
But she violated that order.
She violated a subpoena. She smashed
that
subpoena.
They subpoenaed all her computers.
She smashed her iPhones, iPads, destroyed them. That's government property. That's illegal to destroy government property.
But yet, were any charges brought?
No.
Did any judge in New York decide that she needed to pay the taxpayers back for that stuff?
Did they raid her house? No.
Even though she was deliberately hiding stuff.
With armed agents, did they go raid her house? No.
No, but they did that little kid.
Oh, that poor little kid that did
that
not want to. Yeah, the Clintons did that. Bill Clinton did that.
Man,
they didn't want. That's how much the Democrats love communism.
Gonzalez,
this poor kid wanted to grow up in the. Now, here's a Democrat party that will allow terrorists to come across an open border, but you let some poor kid who's running away from communism who wants to grow up here with his family, oh hell no, can't have that.
No, we just send him back.
They snatched that kid not out of just his home, they snatched him out of the arms of his caretaker from a closet and sent him back to
with an armed SWAT team.
Yeah.
It was insane. I saw that and go, he's 7 years old. What's he going to do SWAT guy to any man?
Come on. I hope those weren't chambered. I mean, how awful if they could. They could have accidentally
shot
them. I'm sure they were. They have to. I mean, it's part of the training. But still, that was a 7-year-old kid who had family in this country,
his name.
Who wanted to escape communism, Elian Gonzalez.
Yep.
Who just wanted to live in the United States with his family, but oh no.
Well, no, his mom and dad were estranged somehow.
His mom died getting him here.
Oh.
But he had family here. His father was under the communist control of Castro.
Cuba. And they demanded him to be brought
Castro
back.
Castro said he will demand him to come back.
He wanted to have a confrontation with the United States.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And knowing the Democrats, Republican, can you imagine telling Trump, you're going to bring that kid? Trump would have said, over my dead body, you're getting this kid.
Yeah.
If he wants to go back, he can go back. If he wants to stay here, he's staying here.
Yeah.
Well, they would have never tried that with Donald Trump.
No, because he would have
laughed. They wouldn't have tried that with Bush.
He would have laughed and just gone on his merry way.
Yeah.
But Clinton, he's all about that.
Man, they snatched that kid out of a closet from the arms of a caretaker.
It's crazy how Democrats are in bed with the communists all over the world.
Yeah, they love
them. Nobody seems to care.
It's like we used to say about Jimmy Carter. He's never met a communist that he didn't love.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that's the Democrat Party.
National Socialist Party.
The last Democrat that did not jump in bed with communists was JFK.
Which is why
I say JFK could never be allowed in the Democrat Party.
Oh, there's there's a lot of Democrats who switched parties. I mean, remember Zell Miller?
Yeah.
He never actually switched,
he spoke
at the Republican convention.
Yeah, that was a great. What are you going to do? Fight with spitballs? One of the best speeches I've ever seen at a convention was Zell Miller.
Yep.
Zell Miller at the Republican convention.
He was asked to speak and he accepted it and he gave a great speech.
He gave a speech, fiery speech, talking about John Kerry
and he said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. They left me.
Because they left me.
Because he knew what it was like to be a Democrat.
John Kerry, who voted against everything our military has, John Kerry voted against it, wants to defund the military, and Zell Miller called him out on it. He said, what are you going to do? Fight with spitballs?
Yeah, because he was a Southern boy for sure.
He was, man.
No
he
doubt.
Was, he was
well,
a good guy.
It's like these people want to defund the police, and then they bitch about people having guns. It's like, what are you going to defend yourself with if no police?
And then when they get attacked, where's the police?
Yeah.
Well, you defunded them, you bozo.
I know. It's just,
they have no idea. Here's your psychiatrist. Here's your social worker.
We'll bring them in to help defend you. But I got robbed of everything. It's like, well, you know, you voted to defund the police, so now they can't be there to answer your call when you need them.
All right, Roger, I'm out.
All right, go ahead.
Back to guns.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I actually didn't have much about that today, but.
No.
Actually, I did.
There's always good gun topics.
So. Well, this is interesting because right now, you know, marijuana is becoming legal in a bunch of states.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the 4473, which is the form you sign when you buy a gun.
You can't do drugs.
It specifically says if you're a marijuana user, you're not allowed to purchase a weapon.
Yep.
And even says, even with a medical marijuana card, it exempts you from that. Even though it's legal in a lot of states, federally it's still illegal.
Hmm.
And this is becoming a clash between certain people. Now, most states that are where it's legal and you don't need ID or a card to buy it, then there's no record of that. So that you can just say what you want on your 4473 form. But there's some states where they require a card, and if you have a medical marijuana card, you're not allowed to purchase a weapon legally.
Yeah, you know, and that's interesting because, you know, I'm a little conflicted on that because there's nowhere in the Second Amendment that – I mean, the Second Amendment says – you're an American citizen.
Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. And I got it. Even what they nailed Hunter Biden with, I'm like, yeah, you know what? He did a lot worse things than.
What did he do? He just had a gun without a permit or something?
He lied on his form.
Oh, he lied on his 4473 saying he didn't do drugs?
He said he wasn't a drug user.
But he's just not using marijuana. He's a crackhead.
Oh, he's a crackhead.
They found crack in the White House when he visited?
Yeah.
We don't know who this belongs to.
He lives there. Well, we don't know who this is. But after he saw Joe Biden at the State of the Union, he started to think it was his.
That's right. That may be the new treatment they're giving him.
The new treatment.
So come see Crackhead Joe.
Crackhead Joe.
Debate. Convicted felon Trump.
That's a good name. Crackhead Joe. I'm going to take that. Crackhead Joe versus convicted criminal. That's our presidential
convicted
debate.
Felon.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. We have 300 million plus people in this country, and we have a presidential debate between a convicted felon and a crackhead Joe.
And a crackhead dementia patient.
Damn, that's funny.
This is the best we can get.
Oh my God.
Now, I got to admit, what Trump does is awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
And he obviously got convicted on crap. But it's just, he needs to use that, though.
He does need to use it. He needs to have fun with it. And I have no problem. But in fact, there's a new t-shirt out there, and I think I want to get one. It's a black t-shirt, and it's looks like the old school voting ballot. And it says Joe Biden, and it says convicted felon.
Oh,
and
there you go.
The button next to convicted felon is filled in.
Oh, there you
and
go.
It says, I vote for the felon.
Every
Annie, all day long.
34 out of 34 times, I'm voting for the felon.
Absolutely. 34 out of 34 counting times, I will vote for the felon over the dementia patient.
Over the crackhead
because
dementia
that
patient.
Felon was a damn good president, and I had more money when that felon was
had
the president.
More money, our country was safer, we had less wars.
It cost me less to live when that felon was president than it does with the dementia patient.
We had more peace treaties signed with Donald Trump than we had any president.
Look at
the last 50 years.
Accords. I mean, we had closest thing to peace we've ever had in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Was because of Donald J. Trump.
And what does he use as
felon?
And you know what? It's like when he went to North Korea. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, they talked about what he spoke to.
I'll tell you what he told him.
Well, he also told, he goes, look, He enticed them with a carrot. The carrot was economy. He goes, look at your neighbors to the south. Yeah. Look at their economy. Look at their country.
They have lights at night.
If you want to be in charge of a country like that instead of a country like you're in charge of now, you have that potential.
You have the potential.
You have that capability.
He also said, you see this little dot right here? That's where you think you're hiding from us.
Yes.
I can hit you whatever I want, whenever I want. So, let's talk about what you could be doing.
Let's talk about the peaceful way to solve this problem.
I'm telling you, he did that with more than one despot.
I'm sure.
Because we can do that. We know where they are at all
times. We
have
the capability.
And I'll tell you, Donald Trump is the kind of guy, I have no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump went, hey, you see that? That's where you're hiding from us.
That's where you have your Amazon deliveries made to.
This is where you're all the stuff you won't let your people do. That's where you get yours. Yeah, yeah, we know.
Yep.
We know. And I've got a button that works. And you whatever know, I hit will come right in that.
Well, someone said the best way to fight communism is with Walmarts.
Yeah, Walmarts.
You know, have them walk in a store where everything is there, where the choices
again,
are there.
It's like I said before, abundance. You introduce abundance and you'll bring down socialism, communism, because you bring abundance to people and they go, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, wait, but then they get complacent.
Well, yeah, it happens here.
Yeah. People, they say good times bring about soft men and soft men bring about hard times.
Hard times.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that's the way it is. There was a movie back in the 80s when Robin Williams was a defector from Russia. And he came in and he goes to the grocery store and he says, coffee. He goes over there, aisle six. Where's the line? Because he was used to waiting in line to buy groceries to be able to see if there was enough coffee to everybody to get some. And they went, no line, aisle seven, pick out what you want. And he walked in there, he was basically in shock at how many choices he had in a capitalist society. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, in Russia at the time, they're waiting in line to buy bread, buy coffee, anything. Yeah.
Still, that's the way it is in North Korea.
Yeah, you have to wait in line to get your one allotment of whatever it is for the month.
Yeah,
while you come here, imagine having to wait in line to buy bread or coffee at the Walmart.
Yeah.
Now you just walk down the bread aisle and you have 150 choices.
Having to get there early in the morning before they run out of rationed rice.
Right.
Rationed bread.
Instead of going down the aisle and seeing 100 plus choices of whatever you want to buy.
Not having choice of fruits and not having choice of, you got a lot of canned stuff, but you don't have a lot of fresh
stuff.
Meats. There's no packaged meat.
Yeah. Meats, vegetables, coffee,
that's how some
bread.
People live, but. You bring abundance to them when they're going, and they're, imagine.
Yeah, could you imagine someone
people.
Who lived in North Korea who was used to that type of system, getting one
bring
a week, one a month,
walk.
Let them walk through a Walmart and say, here's $200, have at it.
What?
They'd be in shock. They would never, ever want to leave.
The stuff we take for granted.
I know. And people bitch about it and complain. Oh,
Walmart,
they make too much money.
They
provide us with a ridiculous number of choices of any kind of product we want.
Now, unfortunately, most of it comes from China, but hey.
Right, but a lot of the food stuff is from here. Hopefully, we're still growing some of our own food.
I mean, if I don't need it, Walmart probably doesn't have it.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Walmart, Kroger, Amazon. I mean, you have stuff at your fingertips.
Oh, my gosh.
You can get grocery deliveries in a matter of hours now.
I was going to say, now we have it so good, you can order from freaking Amazon in the morning and have it in your house by the afternoon.
I saw that choice. I was ordering this morning actually from Amazon.
Where are you?
And it said delivered between 1 and 3. I go, it's like 3 hours
that's
from now.
but they can do.
I go, well, I won't be here. I'll pick the 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. delivery
3
time.
To 6 p.m. I mean, people have no idea, including these bozos running around with their Hamas terrorist crap on and these Biden voters.
That's crazy about the Palestinians. Okay, Palestine.
Yet,
they have no water, they have no food, they have no electricity. But they have millions of rockets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, amazing.
There's no shortage of rockets.
Their people are starving, but they've got plenty of rockets.
Thousands and thousands of rockets to launch in Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if they spent all that money on developing trade agreements or making a canning factory
to make
food.
They have all the rockets because the Bozo Democrat Party gives them tons of money. And the money doesn't go to help the people who need it.
Yeah.
It's going to prop up a terrorist organization.
But unfortunately, those people aren't brave enough to stand up and fight for their freedom. So they're destined to live.
What are they going to fight with? Spitballs and rocks.
I'm sure they could get weapons. They're all over the streets when things go awry.
What it comes down to is they really should fight back.
How did the Americans really fight back?
Exactly.
You know, you have to want it bad enough to be willing to sacrifice your life for your children and your grandchildren.
You got
to
have that yearning, and these people don't have it. They've been taught from birth that
they're supposed to be subjugated,
and they're subjugated.
Yeah, and life is not very valuable there.
Class,
right?
And the people who have it good are evil. You know, they always talk about the U.S. being the evil. It's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
We're the most giving people
give
in the world.
Netflix and a Walmart and they will never go back to the life they had before.
Yeah.
You know, just the information that they'd be able to have. I mean, but just be able to see the surplus that we have available here. Yeah. So anybody you think, if you are here and you're listening, you think it might be better in another country.
Yep.
Go there first. Check it out well before you make that decision.
Yeah.
See what you have to deal with, you know?
Go live in one of these countries, and if you're lucky enough to get out, then you'll probably kiss the ground when you get back here.
It's funny. I was in Iceland a few months ago. and they have to grow most of their food that they grow there. They have to grow in greenhouses.
You know why?
By thermal energy. Because it's cold as shit there.
Because it's effing cold.
That's right.
And apparently climate change just skips Iceland.
And their growing season is like 3 weeks long. But they grow.
Global warming just doesn't like Iceland.
See, we went to a greenhouse where they grow tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have enough tomatoes. They can make almost enough tomatoes to supply the country with tomatoes.
Damn.
But they have to keep them in, you know, these greenhouses where they have to heat the greenhouses.
They have to heat it.
To keep them warm enough to be able to grow vegetables.
Artificial sun and,
Well, they have sun except in the wintertime. Now, in the summertime, though, it stays like 24/7 for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, which is.
So you get that.
Which is great for them except for the cold temperatures.
Well, still, you know, but, the geothermal energy is virtually free, so that helps. So they can do it. But that's what it takes. Here, anybody in most parts of this country can plant a tomato plant in their yard and have tomatoes
in
a couple of months.
In weeks. It's crazy.
Yeah, they grow really fast, and that's the way things happen. You and your wife grow tomatoes.
Oh, man, we planted tomato plants, and they're not even a foot high, and they're already got tomatoes on them. It's crazy to me.
I saw all the energy and effort they had to grow through just to grow a little plant with tomatoes on it. I'm going,
What we can do here, what any person at their home could do here without even researching how to do it.
Right. And if you can't do it at your home somewhere in the U.S., someone else in the U.S.
Somebody
can do
else
it.
Can do
and
it.
They will trade for you for what you can do.
And they will bring you, for your sweat equity, they will trade you some tomatoes.
Now, I'm not saying we need to have an isolationist point of view. That's beyond crazy to try and do that in this world.
No, of course.
But we need to put America first.
100%.
So, like, you ask people, what's the most important thing in your life? Well, I don't know. Your family? Oh, yeah, my family's definitely animal.
Yeah.
Would you do anything to protect them? Absolutely. Now, let's consider your bigger family. Oh, you mean my relatives here and there? I'm saying your bigger family.
Even bigger than that.
Bigger than that. Your country is your family.
100%.
All your kinsmen in your country should be considered your family.
Your fellow American.
That's right. Let's treat all Americans like family
and
see how well our country can grow and how fast it can go.
Again, if you can take care of yourself and you can take care of your family and you can take care of your friends and then you can take care of others.
Neighbors, that's right.
Neighbors and others, and then everybody grows together, and that's what a strong country this would be.
Oh, man, we would
strong
be unstoppable.
And not a dependent country. Which
our biggest problem would be keeping people out.
It is our biggest problem. Still, even now.
Even Joe,
I know. Just think about it. Think about how bad the rest of the world must be when we are a country on decline because of the dementia patient of the Democrat Party. People are still dying to come here.
That's right,
because
it's worse everywhere else.
People are dying to come here because it's that much worse in other countries.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay. I do. Oh, yeah. You left me eight minutes.
8 minutes.
That's okay. That was fun, though.
You got some guns.
Had a good time with that. Yes.
Yeah.
And just in case we do not get a gun, a rights-providing president in the next election, if we have somebody who's going to go against civil rights, go against the Bill of Rights, then, you know, it's going to come down to who's going to protect your family when the cops are defunded? Who's going to protect your family, your neighbors, if the cops are defunded? If police won't answer calls because they're afraid, or they say, well, you know, we have our hands tied. We can't do anything with that. You know, we're told to stand down. We can't fight. We can't defend anybody. What are you going to do? What's it going to take for you to decide, you know what? I need to be my own first responder. I need to be the one to protect my family. And like I said a couple of weeks ago and last week, guns are at the cheapest they've been at since 2019. Guns are very reasonably priced right now. So if you've ever had the idea and the money was holding you up, now is the time to start looking. And if you have a friend who can help you, by all means, ask anybody who has guns who's you're close to. They'll probably be more than happy to take you to a gun shop, their favorite one, or one close to your house, or a gun show, or wherever you can go, and they will help you go through that purchase procedure. Now, if you live in California or New York, that's a little more difficult. I remember visiting in New York, and I was not even allowed to handle a weapon that I saw in the case because I did not have a pistol permit. I did not have and I don't mean a pistol carry permit. I mean a handgun permit is required just to own a handgun in New York. You can't just go buy one, no background, you know, you don't need just a background check. You must have a permit, which is a 60-page, $300 application. So they charge you to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. Now, you can buy shotguns and rifles, but you cannot buy a handgun without a permit that costs a taxable amount of money. And I can't imagine how this has been legal, and somebody needs to bring this up. They need to stop this. This is ridiculous that you have to pay a tax to exercise a constitutional right. Could you imagine if they did this with other rights? And I would say the right to vote, but you don't have the right to vote. The right to vote is not in the Constitution anywhere. So apparently voting must be a privilege because it's not a right. It's not guaranteed. However, what is guaranteed in the Constitution is that if there is an election, you may not be discriminated against based on race, gender, sexual preference, national origin, whatever. You must not be discriminated against because of any factors like that. But nowhere in the Constitution does it say you have the right to vote. So before you argue your right to vote, you have no right to vote. Not legally, you don't. Now, most cities, states, counties, they all, you know, they try to be fair about allowing people to vote. However, it's funny that you need an ID to cash a check, to go to a bank, to go to a, you know, buy a firearm, to go to a school, get a public library card. You need an ID. But to vote, you don't need an ID. Not required. Don't need it. Which is kind of ridiculous. Every other country in the world requires identification to vote. Even the most, I would say democratic republics of all still require ID to vote because they want to know who's voting and they don't want people to cheat. You know, not everybody's going to play fair. It'd be great if everybody did because then everything would work better. But unfortunately, not everybody plays fair. And that's why if you ever want to protect your family in the event of an extreme situation or a potential crime, you're the one who's going to have to do it. You, the head of your family, the heads of your family, the people in your family, they all need to be trained to protect themselves, protect the family. And eventually, I hope that kind of idea gets out there. And not only do people want to protect their families, but they want to protect their neighbors' families as well, maybe. That wouldn't be a terrible idea either. Now, some people are incapable of protecting themselves, or maybe they're not willing to do what it takes to learn how. You know, some people just are not, you know, not everybody has every skill. Like some people don't drive as well as other people. Some people can't shoot as well as other people. Some people are afraid of driving and they don't. Some people are afraid of guns and they don't have them. However, maybe you can trade them for something. Maybe they can do some gardening work for you and you can provide protection for them if it comes down to it and they need it. Or you can help train them in the way of the gun. Maybe you can help teach them how to handle one safely. Most of the time people are afraid when they don't know, if they don't understand. That's the easiest way for people just to back out of anything. It's like when computers first came about, I remember older generations were not as interested in learning the computer things. In fact, I remember my parents growing up had to have me or my brother program the VCR, which at the time was the state of the art DVR. It recorded shows on TV that you wanted on old fashioned tape. That's right. You used to put it on tape. There was no digital stuff back then. But, when you don't understand something, you tend to be afraid of it. If you're willing to jump in and learn how, you can advance your learning. You can keep your brain active. And also you learn a new skill. I mean, wouldn't you be nice if it came down to it and you were in a situation and a gun fell in front of you? And you had an idea at least how to use it. Just to have that skill in your toolbox. To have that ability, if you needed to be able to use a gun if necessary. Now, I'm not saying you definitely want to own one. You definitely want to have one around all the time. But it's a skill you should have in case it became necessary to do that. If you were in a situation where it had to be done and that's what you had to do, would you be able to operate one? Do you know beyond maybe possibly pointing and pulling the trigger? Do you know how to take a safety off? Would you know how to rack a slide? Would you know how to check a revolver? These are all skills you can have without being a gun owner. You can just know how just in case. But right now, get out there, buy your guns. They're as cheap as they've been in 5 years. And the ammo is coming back down and getting more plentiful, and it's available almost everywhere now. So get out there, provide a new skill for yourself and your family. All right, I am Roger B. This has been Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.